views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to We the People. Merry Christmas. It's Sunday morning. We hope your day with family and friends was absolutely fabulous. Again, Merry Christmas. KCNR 1460 AM. We are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can call. Actually, it's a pre-recorded show, so don't call us.
We lied.
Yeah, don't pick up that phone this morning. Just sit back and enjoy the show. Brought to you by the Reading Tea Party.
You can find us online at readingteaparty.com, and you will see a link on there that says radio show. If you click on that, it'll take you to the archive of all the previous programs. And for those of you who've been following the series on private property, we're taking a break from private property because
it's Christmas.
So we thought we would we'd take a little break for Christmas. What the heck? So we had in here this morning with us, we have Jim and Nancy Myatt here, and they have All Temp Tactical Lube. And people are thinking, what? For my car? For what are we talking about? We're talking about gun lube.
A kind of a military and a personal use product.
But mostly, we have them on here this morning because these guys do a lot for the military. This particular lube has a huge application. Okay, so, tell them, guys.
Okay, tell us all about it.
We've had a patent for 2 years, and we have been around the country. The best story is the last one that happened. We gave a sample bottle to a friend up in North Bend, Oregon. He bought a bottle for himself, two for his son in Afghanistan and the Marines. The son just wrote back and said, I have to have some more. We're running out. It's the only thing that works over here.
Because it doesn't get gummed up, and it all those things that a lot of the lubes do, you somehow have managed to circumvent that.
Right. We learned from the Afghanistan Special Forces. You clean a weapon, put it on the weapon, let it sit a half hour, wipe it all off. It's in the pores of the metal. It's an upside down, to quote Glenn Beck, but it's lubing from the inside out then. It comes from the pores of the metal. Instead of oil being on the surface wiping off, this is in the pores of the metal, and it stays lubricated for an extended period of time.
So it basically makes the whole process of using the gun easier, simpler, and faster.
Right, and the cleanup time is cut in half because all you do is wipe it down, put some more lube on it, and go back and fight again.
Nice. And so the biggest thing about this, Nancy, tell us what you guys are going to do for the troops.
Well, we're thinking if you have anyone that is a relative, son, daughter in the military this holiday season, if you would like to buy one bottle of our All Temp Tactical Lube, we will send two additional bottles to any APO military address free of charge.
Cool. Wonderful. And the cost on that is how much?
The cost for the one bottle is $39.95.
And so then three of them will go for $39.95.
Right.
And two of them go overseas to your...
Yes, to the APO address. Mm-hmm.
So we're going to get Robert, our online genie, to put all this information on the website. So when you go to readingteaparty.com, you click on radio program, you will see the information from Jim and Nancy Myatt about the All Temp Tactical Lube. You'll see how to get a hold of them and order this. You need to get them the address of where the person is stationed. And you've got a phone number. You want to give out those phone numbers? You got a couple of them there.
Well, we do. We have... Our 800 number is 800-301-0046. The other 800 number is 800-429-1856. Or you can order on the website. It's www.alltemptacticallube.com. And if you're ordering on the web, be sure to note on the shipping instructions that the order is for the special 3-for-1 military offer.
Great.
So outstanding. And if you have any kind of questions at all, go to Reading Tea Party, click on radio program, and you will see
all the
information about the All Temp Tactical Lube.
Thank you very much.
Thanks,
for
guys.
All you
Merry
do
Christmas.
For our military.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
The holidays are here, and where do you go to get those special seasonal coffees? Espresso Joe's, inside of Tobacco and Brew at 2143 Hilltop Drive. How about these yummy flavors? Vanilla Maple, Pumpkin Spice, Jingle Bell Crunch, Holiday Rum Cake. And Espresso Joe's will also carry Mulling Spices, perfect aroma for that perfect holiday. This season, Tobacco and Brew will also be stocking Sierra Nevada t-shirts and glassware. Espresso Joe's, inside of Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Happy holidays!
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
Hello, I'm William Whitegrove of Sovereign Minds, and boy, do we have a good show for you next week. The famous Jordan Maxwell, seer, researcher, and more will be with us. He's been on Coast to Coast AM radio with George and Ori, Project Camelot with Carrie Cassidy, and now he'll be with us here on Sovereign Minds. And if you don't know who he is, then Google him up and check him out. You're not going to want to miss this show. So tune in to Sovereign Minds every Sunday from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Sovereign Minds, opening one mind at a time.
School attendance matters. If you want to make more money, go to school. The best economic stimulus is the diploma. Students who graduate from high school and go on to attend college can earn up to $100,000 more dollars in their lifetime than those who don't. Earn more. School attendance matters.
To find out more about the implications of truancy and advice for parents, visit the Safe Schools Healthy Students website at www.promotepreventorg or phone 530-245-7834.
Merry Christmas. Please enjoy this encore presentation of a previously recorded broadcast.
Welcome back to We the People, brought to you by Reading Tea Party. We're at 1460 KCNR. Hey, don't call us. We're not here. This is a pre-recorded show. We hope you're all laying around in bed after a wonderful Christmas with family and friends and just tuning in and enjoying the show.
Yeah, we're pretending it's the day after Christmas, but it's really Tuesday. It's a little odd. So if anything fun happened on Christmas and we're not talking about it, it's because it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
This
is called Back to the Future.
Yeah, we're not really time travelers. We just play those on TV.
Yeah.
So we just had Jim and Nancy Myatt on here about All Temp Tactical Lube. They will be on Carl and Linda's show, and you will have already heard them because they're going to be on tomorrow. This product is awesome and something that will totally help our military. So I would encourage you to go to ReadingTeaParty.com, click on radio show, and you will not only see details about this program, but you'll pick up the information on the All Temp Tactical Lube. And I wanted to add one more thing. I was hoping Jeff Nelson from the Patriot Guard Riders would call us, but he must be tied up today. Not time traveling, I guess. And we have been raising money for a bench, and the Patriot Guard Riders have been spearheading that, for a bench for Joshua Munn, who is a soldier who was killed in Afghanistan. And they're putting that down in the veterans...
It's in Anderson River Park, yes. And there's a special portion of the park dedicated to the veterans, and that's where the bench will go for Joshua Munns that they raised money for.
And we'll have to get more information to you, but it mm-hmm. was such a cool Christmas thing because mm-hmm. he went to order the bench, yep. and the company that he was ordering the bench from...
Which we would love to tell you who it is, but we don't know until Jeff calls.
I know. We're a little stuck there. But the company, when they found out it was for a soldier who was killed in battle, they donated the bench. So,
which is so cool because they raised all this money to buy the bench and put the bench in, and now they'll be able to take that money and continue on to do something for somebody else. And they're thinking about a plaque at the Igo Cemetery.
Exactly,
is that
at the chapel. Yep. So anyway, for all the people who contributed to that, that's how that story is panning out. And we'll get the details to you. But
I do love how we pull together in this community and take care of each other.
So on that note, we have a couple of guests with us today. And so as far as pulling together in the community, we've got kind of two different ways of looking at
the world
Christmas and all the things that go with, because Christmas is emotional for folks. It's mm-hmm. it's about faith. Sometimes it's about family. Sometimes it's about... you know, missing people. There are lots of things that go on at holiday time. It's stressful. It's fun. You know, there's more traffic downtown.
And it's about tradition and history and childhood.
Tons of stuff.
Yeah.
It's a real mixed bag. So we have Pastor Richard James on here with us from the Bonneview Baptist Church. Are you guys still Destiny Fellowship too?
Yes.
And Destiny Fellowship. I'm never sure. They're on Bonneview Road, so it's so easy to just say Bonneview Baptist.
And just a little quick plug for Pastor James. He's been so wonderful to the Reading Tea Party and everything they do to facilitate our meetings on Monday nights. We just want to thank you for that.
They were the ones who would rent us space when everybody else was like, I don't know if I want to do that.
Yeah.
So we were like, ooh, good, Patriots. Yeah. Happy to help. And then we have Dr. Tom Andrews with us, who is a psychiatrist. And so the joke is always, well, what do a pastor and a psychiatrist have in common?
And I got to tell you, they're both hilarious, by the way.
Yeah, they are both hilarious. We're going to require hilariousness this morning, too. These guys both have a real perspective on what's going on out there. And we talked last night. You were both at the meeting last night. And we talked a lot about symbols and history and Christmas, because we can talk about, you know, it's kind of funny. Today is God and Guns.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
Chandler loves to play that little bumper music for us, the God and Guns bumper music. So we've had All Temp Tactical Loop.
Leonard Skinner.
And now we move on to God.
Yeah.
So what'd you guys think last night? You can't nod. Nod.
We're on radio, folks. Nobody can see you.
Well, from my perspective, Pastor James, I thought it was great. And Tom just did a marvelous job of laying out some of the history and some of the kind of maybe unknown or secret things that people don't think of at Christmas time. And I tried to just be jolly and take Santa's place, I guess, and talk about the fun part of Christmas to me, and that's what Christmas is
and
all
about. You touched a lot on, you touched a little bit on personal accountability, I noticed last night.
Yeah.
And also, you know, maybe this is the time to reach out to others and do things for others. There's certainly no shortage of that in our community, but you did touch on that.
Well, Gary Chapman wrote a book, The Five Love Languages, and one of those is giving, which I personally believe is one of God's love languages, because he gave so much more than we ever can. And I think that's what Christmas has a huge part of representing.
Absolutely. It kind of brings people back to that focus.
Yeah.
It's a once a year focus. And you can get caught up in the fact that, you did a great job also of talking about the symbolism of Christmas and how sometimes people feel that the Christmas trees in church are
evil.
That's what represents
the axis of evil, and we wouldn't want any kind of icon of evil.
Yeah, and that I thought was really important. Only because it's really easy to, all of a sudden, we get so puritanical about everything that we start making things out of nothing.
Yeah.
Do you really get grief about having Christmas trees in your church?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And,
unbelievable.
And some churches actually believe it's such an icon of paganism. And so everything that could have ever been wrong is still wrong. And no matter how you perceive it to be, it still remains evil and wrong. And I think it's a great shame, because I think it fails for us to reach out to our children and our community and not look like that we're somehow ignorant and somehow duped into some religiosity that God didn't send his son to represent to us. So the gift of God is good.
Isn't that funny how we... The longer we're on the planet, you know, the more rules we make. We have some sort of a sickness. We got to make the box smaller.
We did throw one rule out the window last night, and that was political correctness. We just threw that one right out, right from the very beginning. That was a rule of being in the room. No political correctness allowed.
We always tell people the meeting before Christmas, don't come if you're offended by Christmas. because you know, we're going to talk about Jesus, and we're going to talk about Christianity, and we're going to talk about Christmas, because that's what the show's about.
Absolutely.
And so that's what we're doing this morning, and anybody who actually listens to this program already knows that. So when, people, you know, when we the people, and when would we come back, we'll touch on what Dr. Andrews talked about last night.
Exactly. We're going to get into symbols. So you're listening to KCNR 1460 AM Shasta Redding, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hi, this is Grandpa.
And Grandma.
At the As Seen on TV store, I got these pillow pets down here, and I like them. We sold millions of them on television for $19.95. Of course, that's $8 shipping, and you get them in about 6 weeks.
But Grandpa, all the kids want these. We have about 10 different styles to choose from, and I want to make them $14.95.
$14.95? Well, that's less than wholesale.
Grandpa, I've made a decision. These pillow pets make great Christmas presents. I keep a few around for the kids and extra pillows. I want to sell them for just $14.95. When you come in the As Seen on TV store, you can touch them, feel them, hold them, take them home with you today, and no shipping and handling.
You heard Grandma. She's the boss. Just $14.95. That's it. At the As Seen on TV store, we have the biggest selection in the West. 10 styles to choose from. Come on down to Grandpa's As Seen on TV store behind Dairy Queen in the Shasta Center. That's 1746 Churn Creek Road.
Now don't forget, we have new products coming in every day.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. That number again is 244-7873.
What's five times bigger in 2011 than it was in 2010? The Alana Burke Show. January 3rd, my show moves to Monday through Friday from noon to 1. So come have lunch with me, take a break, tune in, and join the conversation about politics, culture, and the conservative perspective. What happens nationally affects our state, our hometown, and our families. Call in and voice your opinion. Chances are, if it matters to you, it matters to a lot of people. The Alana Burke Show expands January 3rd to Monday through Friday. Be there.
Merry Christmas. Please enjoy this encore presentation of a previously recorded broadcast.
Welcome back to We the People, brought to you by the Reading Tea Party. We're at KCNR 1460. Hey, don't call us. We're not here. This is a pre-recorded show. It's actually Tuesday morning. Pretend it's Sunday, and I hope you had a wonderful Christmas. But we do stream live at KCNR1460.com.
In real life. So you can find all the information about this program and the different people on it. You can find it at readingteaparty.com. If you go to radio show, you'll see it right across the top bar. So Dr. Andrews, let's have you pop in here.
Okay, that's nice to be here.
So you had some great historical points that you made last night. You talked a lot about Don't Tread on Me, the flag, the history behind that, a lot of quotations. It was really informative.
Well, I learned a lot, too, just studying the subject, and it was very exciting to see that our founding fathers had a sense of humor, and they also had a great intellect to combine it. It was nice to see both.
This time of year is a lot of, like we were talking about, a lot of icons, mm-hmm. a lot of things that evoke a lot of feeling and a lot of memory. And the star. Do you have your star stuff sitting there?
Yeah, because you talked about what the stars the flag represent.
I thought that was very cool. The star is everywhere, and you don't really think about that.
Yeah. Well, in brief, starting with just the first Don't Tread on Me flag, that was one of the first flags we had. And it was developed with a rattlesnake imagery. And Benjamin Franklin, back in 1751, started the idea of the rattlesnake in our American literature and suggested that we send rattlesnakes to England because they sent convicts to America. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was very interesting.
That's a fair trade.
Yeah, why not?
And then later on, Gladstone felt that he was indulging the American people because they had planted us here and that we should pay for the Stamp Act to pay for the French and Indian War. And Colonel Barr, American hero, during the French and Indian War, basically said to him, you didn't plant us here, we fled from England.
Yeah.
And he promoted the idea of, again, the join or die flag, and he also suggested that the rattlesnake was a good image for fighting against England. Finally, the first time it was used was by Marines that re-equipped a ship called the Black Prince that came back to America to suggest to us that there was being armament sent to the British. And so we intercepted and tried to intercept that armament. But on that ship, drummers had this yellow drum with finally the symbol of the snake and don't tread on me. And that's the first time it was used.
And you know, the thing that's interesting is that that flag and that symbol is making a resurgence. Because prior to about a year and a half ago, I had never seen it and had never heard about it. So its history goes back before the American flag, and now it's coming back again as a main symbol, back to the symbols again.
Yeah, it is. And even the rattles, Franklin made an interesting observation. There were 13 rattles. He says, but with rattlesnakes, each rattle grows, so would represent future states.
Yeah.
So I thought that was really interesting.
That is.
That is very cool.
Yeah, isn't it? Yeah.
That's interesting, isn't it?
That's very cool.
But as far as the star goes, you know, we talk about the Star of Bethlehem, but star imagery has been even in, you know, earlier symbols besides that. The five-pointed star dated back to the star of Venus, the morning star. And, of course, we know in biblical writings, the morning star is referred to as Christ. It's appeared in several items in the Old Testament. In fact, one of the Old Testament prophets tried to curse Israel back in the time of the Iron Age, which is about 2000 BC, and he couldn't because God came through him and told to bless Israel. And he said that a star would rise out of Judah and a scepter in its hand. And that was in Numbers chapter 24, verse 17. But that is where the first prophecy about the Christ child was. Then again in Isaiah, it talked about that a star would run the east. And so we look then again in Matthew. You can read about it in Matthew, too. You can read about the wise men traveling east. And then they, from the east to Jerusalem. It took months, maybe even years, some say, to get there. And so the unique thing is that many people cannot figure out what that star could be, because a conjugation of planets would take several hours, and then they would separate.
Yeah, they couldn't have followed
it. They couldn't have followed it. And stars would take days. So here, what was this miraculous thing? Because an astronomer must have been very interested in this. And so to see that phenomenon last as long as it did.
Yeah,
that's great. That's the amazing thing about it. And so, but stars have been in our psyche, and you look at our flag.
Sure.
We've gone from Don't Tread on Me to a star-lit flag with five stars.
From rattles to stars.
And it represents, you know, the goddess of war was, you know, Venus was a star symbol. But it really is something that I think is more identified probably with the faith of Christians. But there are other religions that use it. Islam puts a star in their image.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
And Judaism has a six-pointed star.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And the Baha'i faith has a star. There's other items. I think even Scientology puts a star. So it's not an uncommon thing. Military uses a star. When you were a little kid, didn't you, Aaron?
You got a gold star when you did something
sure
right.
You did.
Unless I was getting a U for unsatisfactory for talking in class. Right. Imagine that.
Yes, I had to sit in the middle of a circle.
You did. I was right. It does evoke memories, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
That's true. We have. That's true. Yeah. You know, stars are all over the place.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
And when you look at even
the capital.
The capital. Yeah.
The capital is in a star shaped with the Washington Monument.
Exactly.
And you can look at
point.
It.
Good
and
point.
It was a Masonic structure. And then you look at our army uses stars in the planes.
Well, you know,
and the military, the generals.
Yeah, I was just going to say, what does the general get every time he reaches another level?
That's right.
Yeah, so, very good.
And our sheriffs wear stars, don't they?
Yep.
They're I forgot about that. And I'm thinking, like, any kind of, you know, when you get into this time of year, you know, as girls, you go out, you know, and we have to go to these parties and stuff.
Yep.
You always have earrings, clothes, all that, stars everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, that is the most prevalent
symbol. I think we need to have a show on stars.
I had no idea. We just did.
I thought you were the stars.
No, we're sharing it with you guys.
Yeah.
See, we're going to take a little break here in a second. But before we do that, I wanted to make sure, since we're time traveling, it's kind of hard for us to wrap our mind around this. Usually we do this show and we're like super tired.
Yeah.
So if you notice that we're talking 10 times faster than we normally do.
That's because we got to sleep in.
This is who we really are. You know, we've got some really, really great sponsors. We've got Mark and Linda Kent over there at North State Consultants. And if you want to keep your money instead of giving it to the government, we're just coming into that time of year.
Yep.
You should talk to those guys about taxes. They're at 1347 East Cypress. Phone number is 221-0101. You're listening to KCNR 1460 AM Shasta Redding, the home of Free Fire Media.
Your symptoms are by now familiar. Your heart increases its pace. Your palms become sweaty. Your eyes dart back and forth, seeking escape into another dimension. And you begin to make flimsy excuses.
I got to give the cat a bath.
The rock garden needs watering.
I can't. It's Tuesday.
Yes, you are suffering again from dentist dread. But now there's a cure for this debilitating condition. Available now online at palosidrodentistry.com or by calling 547-5757. One appointment at Dr. William Farrell's Palosidro Dentistry has been shown to effectively diminish or eliminate entirely the symptoms of dentist dread. Dr. Farrell and his able staff employ techniques gained over 30 years of military and private practice. Cutting-edge technology, sedation dentistry, and evening or Saturday appointments if Tuesday really is a problem. A lovely, healthy smile and the end of dentist dread is a phone call away. 547-5757. Palo Cedro Dentistry. Special consideration for veterans. Financing available OAC.
Five Star Bank is here for you for more than 10 years in the Great North Valley. It's true. Americans are the hardest working people on the planet. Just ask anyone that has made the commitment to be their own boss. Whether you are fulfilling your ambitions by starting your own business or growing your successful business, Five Star Bank is here with smart, safe, and stable advice. Your bank should act like a business partner with your business in mind. Being able to rely on a bank that really understands that kind of relationship is peace of mind. Five Star Bank is here for you. It's tough out there. Let Five Star Bank help you put the shine on this recovering economy. Smart people doing good business. Visit us at 358 Hartnell in Reading or call us at 223-6652. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Merry Christmas. Please enjoy this encore presentation of a previously recorded broadcast.
Good away and who shall? The starry crown, good Lord,
welcome back to We the People, brought to you by the Reading Tea Party. We're at KCNR 1460, streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And I do want to say that we're not here, so don't call. Pre-recorded show. Special thanks to Bob, our engineer. We usually work with Chandler. Bob is doing an amazing job today, and he's incorporating some great music. And now I do, before we get into our next story by Pastor James, I want to thank a couple more of our great Patriot sponsors. Pearson Excavating, Dan and Roxy out there in Igo. They do an awesome job. They can do everything from a home pad to a pool to a road. And Miller Auto Transport. Bill Miller does a great job in transporting anything on four wheels. If you needed to go across country or overseas, he's the guy to call. If you need information on how to get in contact with these folks, go to Reading Tea Party, go to the radio tab, and all the information is there on our media page.
Yep, and if you are interested in being a sponsor of this program, you can find out information on that tab as well. We would love to run your actual commercial. You don't have to let us do it and, you know,
Flubber it up.
Yeah, hodgepodge it. You can actually come in, and Bob or some other great engineer here will actually help you create a commercial, and that is all part of the cost. You can do a commercial for as little as $100 a month.
Mm-hmm.
What a deal. And you can get some really great programming behind it. And if you would like to sponsor the show and not be an advertiser on this show for, you know, whatever reason, you feel like that might be a little politically too hot.
Yep.
For your clientele, that would be cool too. We're all good with secrecy. We do have a secret sponsor.
Oh, and just...
We'll just call our secret sponsor the damsel who saw us in distress and came forward to help rescue us.
Thank you so much to her. And I do want to say that our core principles behind this show and behind the Reading Tea Party are fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution. And I don't think we say that enough.
No. And what doesn't fit under there? I mean, really. Except for my neighbor who told me that she didn't believe in any of that, which was just a little bit spooky.
Kind of odd. No fiscal responsibility?
I don't know. I wasn't sure which part she didn't believe in. I decided I didn't want to know.
Is it better to believe in fiscal irresponsibility?
I don't know, but I enjoy putting out my yellow don't tread on me flag on a regular basis because she has to drive by my house to get out of the neighborhood.
Merry Christmas.
We hope you're all enjoying yourselves this morning after a wonderful day with family and friends yesterday.
Absolutely. And Pastor James, you had a great story.
Yeah.
I want to hear it.
You know, when we think about Christmas, for Christians who believe in Christmas of being about the birth of Christ, my father, who was a minister for over 50 years, taught me as a young child about Christmas through how that we were to give. He taught me how to give all year long and how that Santa Claus was making a list of everybody who did good things and also people who chose not to. So every year at Christmas, I'd hear the bells ringing, and he would come up to the house, and he'd say, I just saw Santa Claus outside. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for somebody who was a minister of the gospel, that you would think truth would be the serum he drank every day, it was strange later to understand that he was using this symbolism to teach me a greater lesson. So every year he would come and the bells would ring and he would say, you know, Santa left a couple of things here. There's a jacket and he wants to see if it fits you before he brings it back on Christmas. And he'd bring it in, I'd try it on, and he'd say,
and
oh, this is perfect size for you. How do you like the color? Would you like brown or would you like blue? And so he would say, now, all of these things he's bringing are evidence that you've been giving all year, that when you run out of a toy, you give it to somebody. You didn't just throw it away or quit playing with it. And my father made most of my toys. He would take a piece of 2x4 and put some nails in it and tell me that was a car and here's the hood and this is a truck. And whether we were in a motel room, my father was a missionary to North American Indians for 25 years in the continental United States and also to Haiti. And I was raised on reservations. And so all my life was in church, but yet he took an item outside of church, Santa Claus, to teach me about something I could understand, that other kids were talking about Santa coming. Other kids were talking about things that had no spiritual references to God, but I understood the giving aspect. And in my life, people who know me know that that has been so deeply ingrained into me. That's how I function in life. I love to give. And if I have an opportunity to give to somebody, it doesn't matter if it's your last dollar or if you're loaded and have a lot of money. And normally, I try to still use that today, but it was instilled over Santa Claus, a character that most churches would say, well, it doesn't exist. It's a fable. It's fiction. And yet, it wasn't a fable or fiction to me at all. It was a reality that taught me how that giving always brings in return a gift to you. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's in joy and happiness. Maybe it's giving to an underprivileged family. And maybe your Christmas didn't have all of the pomp and circumstance you would have liked. But guess what? Somebody else's Christmas was bright and rosy because you chose to follow just a simple rule. If you give, you will receive. And that principle is held true throughout my life. So thank God for Santa Claus. I've tried to teach my kids on Santa Claus and how awesome he is.
And, you know, it's not just about giving stuff, too. I mean, you can give of yourself if you don't have any extra finances or any extra material gifts. There's so many people that need assistance in so many ways.
Absolutely.
Churches and organizations. I mean,
sure.
We do a lot of that.
Well, we had no relatives when I was over in Eureka, and my kids were little and growing up, and we didn't have really anywhere to go for quite a few Christmases. And so we would, I'd take the kids and my husband, and we went down to the homeless shelter and we served meals and stuff, mm-hmm. and the kids understood.
Yep.
Christmas was bigger than sitting around and waiting to see what they got.
Yep. Very good.
So that's awesome. We're going to come
Thank
back. We're going to talk about more Christmas stuff. We are here at KCNR 1460 AM, Shasta Redding, the home of Free Fire Media.
Pick up the phone to make a little call. Free Budget Blinds is there in no time at all. It's the biggest in selection and it's installation free. Budget Blinds makes it easy as 1, 2, 3. Budget Blinds Superstore to your door.
Hi, I'm Jerry Bay. If you've been thinking about replacing those old, worn-out window coverings for the upcoming holidays, give us a call and schedule your free in-home consultation. Budget Blinds carries all the best brands with hundreds of styles and colors to choose from. We have the best warranties in the industry. We carry shutters, blinds, shades, and draperies, as well as retractable screens and rollout shelves for the unorganized cabinets. Professional measuring and installation, Budget Blinds truly is your local window covering superstore to your door. Give us a call today at 226-9027. That's 226-9027. Or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
There is no place like home. There is no place like home.
Hi, this is Sharon Gaber-Kavich, owner of Home Helpers, and Judy Garland said it best, there is no place like home. And at Home Helpers, empowering you to stay at home is our first priority. Home Helpers specializes in affordable, non-medical home care for seniors, new moms, and those recovering from injury or surgery. Home Helpers hires compassionate caregivers to help with everyday challenges. Whether your need is for a weekly trip to therapy, the grocery store, or a helping hand and friendly face around the house, we can help. Caregivers can provide transportation to appointments, light housekeeping, cooking meals, and more. Home Helpers caregivers are available by the hour or by the day, and all caregivers are screened, insured, and bonded. If you have questions about non-medical home care and how Home Helpers can assist you, call Home Helpers at 226-8350. That's 226-8350, or online at homehelpers.cc. After all, there is no place like home. Home Helpers, making life easier.
Merry Christmas. Please enjoy this encore presentation of a previously recorded broadcast.
Welcome back to We the People, brought to you by the Reading Tea Party. Oh, I love that song. It makes me want to get off the stool and dance. Anyway, Merry Christmas, everybody. We hope you had a wonderful day yesterday with family and friends. And we're here with our very special guests that are sharing Christmas history and Christmas stories and meanings.
That's
and,
right.
And what was that wonderful thing that Bob just said?
Yeah, Bob.
Bob just explained.
The, what about San Nicolas or the larger the jewel, the more facets it has?
That's the one. We were talking about how many people get very caught up on specifically what is it that Christmas means. And we all decided it depends on what it means inside of you. But Bob threw that little jewel out there.
Yeah,
and
good
we just
one,
thought
Bob.
That was cool. I think we're going to use that one again.
Yeah, we're going to pretend it's ours.
We just adopted it.
Fire away, Pastor James. There, you were telling us something during the break about.
Well, I think that we get so caught up in our religiosity of somehow feeling like that we're better than people that have not had a relationship that maybe we've had, and I think we try to make everything holy, and it's hard to take a 5-year-old child and teach them about God when even the teachers. Lacking in full understanding of who God is, because he performs wisdom and knowledge to us throughout our life, and we learn things from the time we're born till the time we die. But to take a child and teach them, and using symbolisms that other children can relate to, and they can tell stories about how they gave things away, because by giving away, it put them into a mark of being able to receive good things back. Mm-hmm. And from that, I think children can learn, and it doesn't become evil or some bad thing to use something that kids can relate to help them identify and understand the very principles of how God works.
You were saying like Santa, you know, I mean, Santa, the benevolent, a benevolent figure that has... not designed to be God in any way,
He has a naughty list. He has a naughty list and a good list.
Yeah.
So if you're on the naughty list, you probably shouldn't expect to get a lot. You get that lump of coal in your stocking.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just simple, I think.
And with kids, you know, you can lecture and talk all you want, but you need to show them what it looks like. Like I was saying about taking my three nieces last year with my mom and my sister-in-law to a nursing home. And we had made the Christmas cards and the Christmas ornaments ahead of time. We take them into the nursing home. They dress up in their Christmas dresses, and we walk the halls singing carols and handing out things to the residents in the nursing home. Telling them that that's a good thing to do is one thing. They actually did it.
Yeah.
And more than likely, they went to school that week and mentioned it.
Yeah.
They're not going to forget that.
I took my son out on Christmas Day to find homeless people, where we give scarves, hats, and gloves. And so he's always learned that. So we still have a bag yet to give away for this year. So.
See, that's great. That's a cool tradition.
That's
neat. There's a lot that can be, I'm a big fan of doing.
Yeah.
You know, when things were tough in our family, when stress was high, it was about doing something. It was never about sitting still.
Right.
It was about doing. And so when we get to holiday times, whether it's, you know, Thanksgiving or whether it's Christmas or whatever, I think anything that gets people moving, puts them in the path of finding great things.
Absolutely.
Right. And you were going to talk a little bit about equality.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes we as people want to see the government as Santa Claus. And that is
not all of us.
That would be the naughty list.
Yeah, that's the naughty list.
That's the naughty list.
Yeah, I'm on the good list. I don't go for that one.
And Ben Franklin had a comment about that. He said that to relieve the misfortunes of our fellow creatures is concurring with the deity. It means agreeing with God.
Mm-hmm.
It is godlike. But if we provide encouragement for laziness and supports for folly, may we not be found fighting against the order of God and nature, which perhaps has appointed want and misery as the proper punishment for and cautions against as well as necessary consequences of idleness and extravagance. Whenever we attempt to amend the scheme of providence and to interfere with this government of the world, we had need be very circumspect, lest we do more than harm than good.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So, you know, this is the equality thing. Is that, you know, Tocqueville talked about equality. He said that the evils which freedom sometimes brings with it are immediate. You know, when people are allowed freedom, they do things that maybe are obviously not so good, but yet they still have the freedom to do it because we haven't made a law against it necessarily. They are apparent to all, and all are more or less affected by them. The evils which extreme equality may produce are slowly disclosed. They creep gradually into the social frame, and they are only seen at intervals, and at the moment at which they become most violent, habit already causes them to be no longer felt. So there's a little this nefariousness about equality.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we want people to be equal as far as opportunities, equal under the law, having a chance for doing things. We understand that. Or for race, religion, there needs to be equality there. But when it comes to an equality of material goods, now you're boarding into a communistic, socialistic realm, which has its risks.
And, you know, I had mentioned that I read something this morning before coming here that, you know, we talk about our unalienable rights, which basically gives us the right and the opportunity to succeed. So yes, we're all equal in the instance that we can all go out and attempt to achieve, but we should never be guaranteeing equal results. You know, that's kind of where...
Yeah.
Well, we talked about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, but the operative word, as Pastor James brought up, was pursuit.
Pursue.
You gotta pursue it.
That's right.
It shouldn't fall on you like a house.
It's not an entitlement that God gives us that you're going to succeed at everything you try.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No. But you keep trying until you have success.
That's right. And the same thing with my patients. I talk to them, and they briefly say to me, well, why did this happen to me? I said, well, stuff happens in life.
Yes.
It's not a surprise. We have to deal with it.
Absolutely.
Now, how are you going to adjust to it?
Now, what are you going to do about it?
Mm-hmm. And that's always the challenge, is what are you going to do about it? When you look at the idea of especially with Christmas, you know, we look at what happens at this time of year, and oftentimes there is a lot of comparing. And when we come back, I would really like to I'll share with you a story from my childhood with comparing and how my mom handled that and kept things at bay with five kids. You are listening to KCNR 1460 AM, Shasta Redding, the home of Free Fire Media.
Finances, the last thing you need is a collision repair bill. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Unfortunately, the truth is, a vehicle collision never occurs at a convenient time. It surprises many people to learn that there may be expenses not fully covered by insurance. Vehicle parts that are worn, such as tires, batteries, and the paint job, may be depreciated. In other words, the insurance company will pay only a portion of the repair, and the vehicle owner will have to come up with the balance. Then there is the expense of the rental car and an unexpected deductible. Coachmaster can help. We have made arrangements with a national credit company for a 6-month no-interest loan to help when unexpected expenses occur. Stop by for complete details. Credit is often established with a simple phone call. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Redding is a small town with a lot of people in it. That's why personal contacts are so important for your business growth and development. The Chamber offers greeters, a meeting of member businesses twice a week. These informal gatherings are held at a different business location each week and allow people in business to meet other colleagues and establish valuable contacts for future business. It is just one way that we help businesses grow and prosper. And the food isn't bad either. For more information on how you can visit greeters or about the Chamber, visit us at readingchamber.com or call the Chamber at 225-4433. That's 225-4433.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, Professional Cleaning Services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Merry Christmas. Please enjoy this encore presentation of a previously recorded broadcast.
Gotta be a record of you someplace. You gotta be on somebody's books.
Welcome back to We the People, brought to you by the Redding Tea Party. Merry Christmas to everyone. I hope your holiday yesterday was absolutely wonderful with family and friends. We celebrate Christmas together, and we're hoping that yours was wonderful. And I have two more pearls of wisdom. Bob said that if you take a calculator and divide infinity by zero, you get an error message. So you can't put God in a box. And Pastor James basically says we have to broaden our mind, so you have to stretch your tent canvas, because if you don't, it'll sag in the middle, and when it rains, it'll rain on your bed. Yeah, and if my dad's listening, he's going, oh, yeah, we know all about that. We have a lot of quips going on when you guys aren't. All those years of tent camping. Well, you know, we were thinking about talking about all these ideas about equality and about Christmas and about things kids learn. And it occurred to me when I was talking to Dr. Andrews on my way in this morning, you know, my mom, she has a really innate ability to take really complicated things, make them really simple. I'm the oldest of five kids, and five kids in 7 years, and never once did I ever hear my mom need a vacation by herself or, you know, have to go to a spa or any of those. I think still she has issues with people touching her feet, actually. Probably an overshare there. You know, she was, my parents were parents. I mean, we went on vacations together. My parents didn't go on vacations and leave us behind. That's not the way we operated. But one of the things at Christmas time, we didn't have a lot of money. But my mom, when we were little, I remember always the presents, you know, it was socks and underwear and stuff like that. I mean, we didn't get anything really super fancy, but the piles of, I always ask my mom, how'd you do that? Because I don't ever remember feeling that things were out of balance. How did you keep things in balance all the time? That must have been really hard. I mean, grow up, get your own, have your own kids, and then you realize how hard that was to stretch that money. And she said, well, I always made sure that the piles looked equal. So that after we had unwrapped everything, the piles, you know, everyone, my dad, you know, it was one present at a time. You know, there wasn't this whole big free-for-all.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
We had a lot of control going on there.
We did that at my house, too.
It was one at a time. And the pile behind everybody looked the same. But if I thought back on it, the money wasn't the same.
Mm-hmm.
But the size of the pile was the same.
Yeah, because kids don't know the difference.
We didn't know the difference. But then as I thought that through, I was like, oh, yeah, fast forward. As we got older and things like bikes came into play, then your pile was smaller because there was a bike in there. So then money became more equal rather than the size of the stuff. And I thought, how interesting it was that she transitioned that exactly with what we would have noticed and what we would have seen as being equal or fair. So there was never anything competitive about Christmas. And I thought, interesting, I guess equal isn't equal. It depends on the definition you apply. Mm-hmm. But as a society, we're really looking at, and that's much of what we're talking about in our series that we'll pick up next week, with private property rights. What is equal?
Yeah. Well, it's a very important point. Yeah.
The pursuit of happiness.
Exactly. How does that
How do you measure
equal?
A poor preacher like me and then Dr. Tom? How do you equate that as being equally successful?
And you have to
define.
Yeah, you have to define happiness.
You choose,
and that's going to be something different for every single person. It can't be equal.
That's true, but we have created the government's type of equalness. I call it, like Rome, it's bread and circuses. It's keeping, and that's what that's what the government does.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they do it equal, and it's not really the spirit of equality or the sense of equal under the law or the sense of justice,
or my mom's sense of equal, which was equal under what was actually important at that time.
That's right. It's a different, and you let the government do it. You know, Washington had a quote about the government. He said, "Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master."
Absolutely. Good. And we're seeing that, aren't we?
George Washington said that.
Yeah.
So we know that this is something we have to be cautious with. And as your mother was cautious in giving and understanding that, we need a wise government to be the same way.
Mm-hmm.
We as a people need to make it wise by understanding it, not being ignorant of what it's doing.
Yeah.
So I appreciate what you're doing, Aaron, and in the Tea Party movement, what we're doing to being aware of the issues.
Well, people,
you're going to talk about
people
next time.
Know, I think, innately. I think what we've watched, we were talking about it last night, oh my gosh, I mean, starting this coming February, we will be entering our third year in this thing we call the Tea Party that has evolved and will continue to evolve. So we've gone through, it was a one event, April of 2009. Oops, it's not an event. It's an ongoing thing. Okay, maybe it's a movement. Mm-hmm. And then it's, well, they're this, they're that. What are, you know, what really are we and what aren't we? I think we've sort of gotten through that phase. Now we're in the pursuit part.
Right.
Now we're in the pursuit of really getting things done and of really making a big difference.
If I could make one more quote,
please,
just one more. And that is, Tocqueville gives us one quote which kind of wraps up on this concept of equality. He says, "The nations of our time cannot prevent the conditions of men from becoming equal. But it depends on themselves whether the principle of equality is to lead them to servitude or freedom, to knowledge or barbarism, to prosperity or to wretchedness." So it's the understanding the principle of equality.
Exactly.
Right.
More than the actual get out the yardstick and measure it.
Exactly.
And, you know, I guess sort of back to the Christmas idea, I read this a long time ago, and it's never, I've never forgotten it. But our Christmas cards now all say peace on earth and goodwill to men. But originally that was peace on earth to men of goodwill.
God's will.
Exactly.
It was what God's will is for you as an individual. He created you. He knows you. He developed you.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And peace on earth to men of goodwill presupposes that we have work to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, goodwill to men is like it falls on us like rain. Yeah. That's not how it works. Yeah. We have responsibility, mm-hmm. and we have things to get done as citizens.
Yeah.
And as we start a new year, it's kind of time for everybody to step up and participate.
And this transcends all partisan issues, by the way. Nope. We're talking about very basic human principles.
Absolutely, and it's about our freedoms.
Hey, we want to thank all of our sponsors, Mark Kent at North State Consultants,
Pearson Excavating, Miller Auto Transport,
and our very special benefactor, Damsel. Thank you out there.
Pastor James, Dr. Andrews, thank you. You guys did a great job.
It's a pleasure to be here.
And all together now, Merry Christmas!
You are listening to KCNR 1460 AM, Shasta Redding, the home of Free Fire Media.
Merry Christmas from all of us here at KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Jane Metzler.
Wonderful, I love it. I can't wait, actually.
He's not talking about the after Christmas sales, but the blizzard expected to make its way up the East Coast, bringing as much as 20 inches of snow to some spots. Fox Radio's Jill Nato, live from Washington.
Jane, the National Weather Service says the storm's going to bear down on New York and New England.
In the Northeast, it's going to be very difficult, and don't get out unnecessarily. It's going to be, particularly tonight and tomorrow morning.
Amtrak canceling some trains on its Northeast Regional service. But as for the threat for travelers in the Washington, D.C. area, not so bad. The forecast now downgraded, and the Metropolitan Washington Airports Authority saying conditions at all local airports are fine. They're open for business. Just not much business going on at the moment because so many airlines have canceled flights. Jane?
Thanks, Jill. Southern California getting more rain overnight, leading to more flooding problems. Weather not a factor when a tour bus slammed into